The other kind of sentence says A does something to B. It uses a transitive verb, that is, it takes a direct object. And this direct object, as you'll see, takes a different ending to mark that function in the sentence. After all, the word order tells you next to nothing. That object ending, which we call accusative, is, for now, on, on. So, the farmer loves the field is ho autur gos ton agron phile. He loves not work, or he does not love work, ou ponon phile. Notice, you almost never need a word for he or she because the ending of the verb tells us he or she, not I or you or we. So, to complete the vocabulary, he says, she says is just lege. He, she lives is just oike. He, she works is pone. He, she rejoices is kaire. Our greeting, kaire, comes from the same verb. Adverbs, conjunctions, and particles are little words but very important. No or not is u, uk, or uk, changes to suit the next word. Not to be confused with un, then, therefore, and so. Allah and de both mean but. Allah is stronger. Kai is and, also, or even. Gar is for, because. Notice the name of Athens itself is plural in form and has the definite article. Greek says in the Athens, in tais Athenais. A citizen, like Dicaeopolis, is Athenaios. Now, before we reread the passage, now on page 3, take a look at the notes. These are not yet required vocabulary, but essential to the story.